I'm Rachel Greenberg, and this is Volta Insider. I'm here at the 2019 White House Correspondents Weekend Garden Brunch, where famous faces from the media to Hollywood to DC politicos get warmed up before the big event. People are here in DC for the White House Correspondents Dinner at the Washington Hilton. For the third year in a row, President Donald Trump has decided not to attend the gala. But there are plenty of people here at the 26th annual Garden Brunch. They are once again honoring veterans and military families, as well as talking about how to be fearless in our own lives. Welcome to Volta Insider. Jay Leno, comedian and television host. So today we're at the Garden Brunch honoring veterans and military families.
Right.
What can we do, especially young people, to support our troops, especially since there are some who may not fully understand the sacrifices our troops and their families make?
Well, I think most people understand the sacrifices, you know. We live in a time now where you can be at war, you have 1% pay for it, the other 1% fight it, and everybody else in the middle has no idea what's going on. I mean, at least in World War II, people were aware. They had victory gardens, you couldn't buy lumber, you couldn't get gas. So it made people aware of what was going on. Now it all sort of happens around us, you know. So the more we can do to support our men and women, I think it's great.
So you've been a longtime supporter of the U.S. military, right. Even traveling with the USO to Kuwait.
Right.
And what inspired you to get involved, and what was it like to perform so close to the front lines?
Well, you know, it's fascinating. The first time I went was Desert Storm. And we go out, like, to Kuwait. It's like 120 degrees. I'm standing on a tank, and there's no microphone. And I go, this is going to be awful. But then I realized these guys hadn't heard a new joke in, like, a year and a half. So I just told one joke, and they're falling down. I go, oh, well, this is, like, the greatest audience ever. So now I'm like, hey, get me more of these Kuwaiti tank shows. These are fabulous. It's the greatest audience. So it's a lot of fun.
Is it different to perform? Is it more emotional, or is it more rewarding?
Well, it's different in the audience all does the same thing. You really get an audience where everybody has the same point of view, you know, so, and they're all like 19. And when you're 68 years old, that's, you know, it's a little trickier to connect, you know. So whenever I do those things, I always like to bring, you know, a couple of young rappers and other people with me. So, you know, so people kind of, I just don't look like the old guy running around there. You know. But it's great fun to do. It's a lot of fun.
You travel the world making people laugh. Do you feel that we need to laugh now more than ever?
I mean, it's all the same. I mean, history doesn't change that all much. I mean, I think laughter is something people like to do. It's fun. It's not a hard job. You know, I mean, there are people with far worse jobs, policemen and nurses and soldiers and everybody else. So I'm fun that I can contribute something and people seem to like it and it has some value. But I don't put any more on it than that. It's not like, oh, yes, it's very important that I travel around. And it, you know, it's not like, I think a doctor is a little more important. I think a nurse is a little more important. But yeah, I'm glad I'm in the mix.
Well, I'm glad too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Volta Insider. This has been a production of Haddad Media. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and check out more of our interviews on voltainsider.com.